His people waited for a king who would lead them. They expected a warrior who would fight for them. They longed for a liberator who would free them. They wanted a champion who would save them. How could they have recognized the servant who arrived to sacrifice himself in their place? In laying down his life to conquer Calvary, Jesus became all they needed.
Spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified. Knowing not for me he died on
you.
so loved the world that he gave his only son. As Jesus carried the cross to Calvary, he also carried you and me. He paid the cost that we could not pay.
Once upon his back he knew this was the beginning of the end. But every fragile step he grew, more and more determined to finish it. The world saw a man with a tree on his back, and they laughed. But God saw his son, who he loved, carry more than that. Oh, he didn't just carry a cross, he carried
to him must have felt every emotion that the heart can feel. In the span of 3 years, they had traveled from doubt to confidence. In the space of a week, they had journeyed from triumph to tragedy. In the hours after his death, they had gone from disbelief to despair. But one word, his voice, one moment of startled recognition would catapult them from hopelessness to joy.
Work cast out. She loved Jesus more than Jesus alive. She found Jesus alive.
Never before had defeat been so welcomed, for in his resurrection from the grave, Jesus defeated death, not only for himself, but for every soul who had to face that enemy. Suddenly, the age-old dread was gone. After his resurrection, Jesus encountered two travelers. They were discussing the events of the past few days. The three of them ended up journeying together to a little village almost 8 miles from Jerusalem.
Just a few hours after the sunrise on the so
As history draws to a close, every prophecy of his final victory will be fulfilled. For with the undefeatable weapon of love, Jesus will conquer everything that could hurt us, and he will return to claim us for all eternity, and we shall see Jesus.
On a hillside, people were gathered, hoping to see him as thousands were fed. He touched the blind eyes, healed broken spirits, moved with compassion, he raised up the dead. Once on a hillside, people were gathered, watching as Jesus was crucified. Showed mercy to the one who had healed them. Yet Jesus loved them as he suffered and died. Once had risen and soon would ascend. Then as he blessed them, he rose to the heavens and gave them his promise to come back again.
We shall see Jesus just as they saw him. There is no greater
of who he is, the Word who was in the beginning with God, because of what he did, becoming the Lamb who was slain for our sins, one day every knee will bow, Every tongue will confess that he is Lord. We will honor him as our Messiah, exalt him as our King, worship him as our Savior, singing, "Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb to receive glory and honor." And it will be our privilege for eternity to give him praise.